If you've ever been part of a tour group travelling overseas and felt like the odd one out in the group, you're going to relate to this traveller's tale from Julianne Ellum. Not that you might have done anything quite as adventurous or daredevil as this. Well, then again, maybe you have. Julianne was the only woman on a motorbike tour through Peru.
I'm a 5'11" athletic Aussie woman who has a passion for adventure and anything with two wheels. I've not an aggressive bone in my body. Yet here I was in Peru, in a state of fury and rage that I've never before experienced. I was on a two-week motorcycle tour with 12 men, 7 Czech Republicans, 3 Americans, a German guide, and a Chilean mechanic who didn't speak a word of English. All of my companions were used to riding on the right-hand side of the road, but this would be my first time. Worse, being a long-experienced traveller, I pack light. So of my allocated 50-litre bag, I could only find stuff for 3/4 of that pack, most of which was photography gear and tools. I showed up the day before with my small pack, leather jacket, boots, Kevlar jeans, helmet and an iPod. And I heard the Czechs gasp. Where's the rest of your stuff? I took a look around me and shrugged. I had tested everything in my possession just a few days earlier. Everything has a dual purpose, or else it doesn't get packed. Whilst they had overpacked and their gear was brand new, flashy, never tested. To say that I was the odd one out was a bit of an understatement. Now, we had one golden rule. Never leave the last rider behind the mechanic's car. Yet earlier that afternoon, after stopping to take some photos, the mechanic came past. He stopped to let me know that he had to go fix a bike along the way, but there were others coming along. He promised that once finished with the repairs, he'd wait for all of us to catch up. The Czechs overtook me, waving in recognition. Yet, I never did catch up with the mechanic's truck that day. After a few hours on my own, I came to the sudden realization that I had been left alone. I was in Peru, riding on the other side of the road with some fuzzy instructions to an off-the-beaten-track motel location and a basic map in Spanish. Worse, the passing towns were dark and dingy with rabid dogs racing after you, trying to bite at your feet. The kind of place that the instincts of a lone traveller demand no stopping, no matter what. A sudden fear gripped my heart and my throat, becoming my unwanted companion. Finally, I saw a sign for what I hoped was our motel and took the long dirt road in complete darkness. I saw the mechanic coming back to find me. He was worried sick about my safety. He had stopped to wait for us, but the Czechs had insisted I was well ahead of them when they last passed him. I arrived, kicking out my stand, ripping off my helmet in one fluid motion, storming to the bar, ready to take on all 7 Czechs. Fury had set in, but I was stopped in my tracks. First, I had to get through 4 shots of whiskey they poured for me. Apparently, it was cold outside and I needed to warm my tummy. Warm my tummy, I hollered. Slam, 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 slam. After the 4th glass, I glared around, ready to speak my mind. Here were 7 massive Czechs, scared of the fury of a young woman. And it suddenly dawned on me that I had already won this fight. I was no longer the odd one out. I was a motorcyclist, just like them. Instead, I demanded, "Where the hell is my dinner?" They replied, "It's on the way. Hey, you wouldn't happen to have anything that can fix my helmet?" Nobody has anything that will work. Sighing, I pulled out my Leatherman and torch from my pockets. I sat down and started fixing all their new gear that was falling apart whilst we all waited for dinner to arrive.
Julianne Ellum holding her nerve and holding her own and finally feeling part of the group on a motorbike tour through Peru. It's a true story written and read by Julianne Ellum and produced for ABC Open by Anthony Scully and John Jacobs.